97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
We could pick out some epic music like this for our show.
Kidding. Wouldn't that be great?
Well, I did pick up this epic music for your show.
That's true.
Yeah, but it's somebody else's show.
It's Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. That's Bo Matthews. I'm Mark Cox. Carl Middleman manning the board over there and playing the great music from 1883.
I'm sorry to tease you.
Okay.
I told Mark I was going to do this, and he's upset still.
Why would you be upset?
I haven't seen the final two episodes of 1883. I've seen all of Yellowstone, but I was out of town last week, as you're aware of, down in Florida. My wife and I have been watching it together. The rule is we have to wait till we're together to watch it, so one doesn't get ahead of the other one.
I have been there.
And I haven't caught up yet. And I'm seeing all these people are mentioning it on Facebook. My heart is broken. Although they didn't ruin it completely. They're like, my heart is broken. I can't believe that just happened. And I'm like, I got to watch this.
Oh, it's so epic, dude. It really is. Matter of fact, Lightning with yellow hair, the daughter.
Really?
Is that her name? That I had never heard that name until Frozen came out, but whatever.
Elsa?
Yeah. But a buddy of mine in Florida is like, man, she really has twang when she's narrating, you know, the opening sequence.
Doesn't she?
But you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know if it's real. But anyway, it is so epic. And Tim McGraw, do you happen to follow him? On Twitter, Instagram?
I do not. No, I don't follow him.
I'm not going to. I'll try and relive it. He walks up to Sam Elliott one day during the shoot, and he's like, man, I have learned so much from you. And Sam Elliott just turns to him and says, well, I ain't learned a beep thing from you.
That guy, Sam Elliott, he's like, how old is he?
75, I think.
6 or something? I mean, riding around on the horse and mixing it up with people. I mean, it's just
such a classic.
It is a great show. If you love the great outdoors, and I mean, that kind of gets back to it, right? The reason I love going to Montana. You used to live in Montana. I love
Wyoming,
visiting those or Wyoming. I love visiting those state parks and
he's 77.
Wow, that is incredible. So what I just started doing in this 1883 was I was looking for cell towers. I was looking for power lines. Taylor Sheridan, man, he is on his game. He found some remote area. Did they film it in the U.S.? Please tell me they did. They had to have.
I don't know.
I don't know the answer to that either.
I want to let you know that Sam Elliott's married to Catherine Ross.
Who's 40 years younger than him?
She's actually 5 years older than he is.
Really?
What?
Yeah. Good for him.
She's the girl from The Graduate.
Okay.
Dustin Hoffman, the girl that runs away with Dustin Hoffman.
This is before my time. I finally got to use that. No, epic. You'll enjoy it when you finally sit down to it. Tell me about CPAC, though. I know you shared a lot on the show. You did your show from there.
I did.
Things that people haven't heard, the things that are on the editing floor.
Well, you know, CPAC is the biggest gathering of conservative minds in the country every year, and that's why in 2022 I thought we should be there.
Yeah.
The thought leaders, the people who are going to be the next candidates for office, all the bench players, a lot of the people currently running for office are there, and it's just a fascinating few days, because you may be sitting at the bar next to somebody who's running for Congress in California or in North Carolina.
Sure.
On Radio Row, people would come up to me and say, where are you from? What city are you from? Like, because they're trying to get their voices out, and they're trying to obviously to select media that'll allow them to do that. And of course, I didn't end up having the candidate on from California because nobody here is going to be voting for this person anyway. But it's that sort of environment. Everybody's friendly. Everybody's approachable, except Kristi Noem. And other than that, it was fantastic. I had a great time. One of my most engaging conversations was with Michelle Tafoya, who used to be the NFL sideline reporter.
Oh yeah,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
I ran into her on Friday, and I recorded an interview with her, which we aired on my show, and you can go and listen to that at 971talk.com/Cox. It's up there on demand. She is one of these mama bears. She's been in network reporter for years, not on the news side, on the sports side, which she pointed out, but she sees the bias that we talk about with the network news these days. And what motivated her to finally do something, she said, I don't want to be the person who years from now my kids say, why didn't you stand up and say something?
Wow.
And when I've seen what they've done to my kids, she said they've had friends that are all races and identities. She said, but they go into a classroom and they're treated like they're the outcast because of the color of their skin. She said, what in the world have we done here? And if I don't stand up and say something, I'll never be able to live with myself. So that was her motivation for doing it. So I just loved being there in that environment. And if that's what you're passionate about and you've never been there, I'd recommend starting to plan ahead for wherever they're going to hold it next year. It's usually in D.C. This year it was down in Orlando.
Well, so I've got to believe that the liberals or the Democrats have spies amongst the CPAC. No, I'm serious. Were you able to spot any rhinos? Or do you know that? I know rhino is an opinion, but it can also be backed up with facts. Anybody suspect?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there are people at all ends of the political spectrum there. And as you know, there's a tendency to eat your own, I think, these days, where you'll look at somebody and say, well, you're not as conservative as me, therefore you're a rhino. I don't apply that term rhino to very easily, because I think you got to be really sure that somebody's not on your side before you accuse them of something like that, because you might be in complete agreement on being pro Second Amendment and disagree on the issue of, you know, when does life begin, and you support some abortion but not all abortion. I mean, there's different gray areas there.
Tweaking.
So one thing we saw from our Senate candidates here in our listening area is Eric Greitens was there. Mark McCloskey was there, of course, running for Eric the Schmidt. United States Senate. Now, I didn't get to interview Schmidt. Billy Long was there. Vicky Hartzler was not. So Long and McCloskey and Greitens were all on my show. Schmidt didn't get there till Saturday.
Oh, I gotcha.
Of course, I broadcasted Thursday and Friday. So I didn't get a chance to talk to Eric. But, you know, there are gradients among those folks, right?
Right.
You got Eric Greitens and McCloskey have said they wouldn't vote for McConnell to be in leadership again. Eric Schmidt, they tried to nail him when he was there on that. And he said he's not making that decision because, to his knowledge, McConnell's the only one running and he didn't want to go there. So I thought that was an interesting differentiation.
Yeah, I did hear some of the CPAC speeches, and the Second Amendment was brought up almost every time.
Well,
every time
I listened to Wayne LaPierre when I was there. He was one of the speakers.
Yeah, it was impressive. And that's why this show exists, to talk about Second Amendment and, you know, people that are wanting to change the laws. I'm just glad it was part of the conversation. It wasn't all COVID.
No. Some of it was people mad about masking. Some of it was people mad about CRT and critical race theory and the 1619 Project and the southern border. There were three or four sessions dedicated to border security issues.
Yep.
The Second Amendment came up quite often. I mean, these were all key issues, the economy, taxation. It was lots of free market people there at CPAC, and important conversations to have, particularly given what's going on around the country.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Also, big news down in Florida was the Daytona 500 was in the last recent past. We had John Brown from Channel 2, used to be Channel 2. Now he's in Orlando. He's bounced back and forth.
Yeah, he's been there twice.
He's followed me. I thought he was following me. He actually proposed to his girlfriend on my radio show.
Did he really?
Years and years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Now he's got a beautiful family.
Yeah.
I always thought he should have. I thought New York or L.A. was going to pick him up. But, he just loves this area. Anyway, he called me during the Daytona 500 and was on St. Louis Talks, which it was perfect timing for our show. But I did want to mention that, I don't know if you've heard this, concerning Russia and Ukraine, Richard Childress, NASCAR team owner, has been, involved with Dale Earnhardt, Kevin Harvick, but Ukrainian President, how do you say?
Vladimir Zelensky.
Vladimir Zelensky, yeah. He needs ammo, And at least that was Zelensky's response to an offer from the United States to evacuate the president to a secure location amidst his country's ongoing fight against the Russian invasion.
Yeah, specifically, he said, Mr. President, I don't need a ride. I need ammunition.
Exactly. Childress is going to step up. He sits on the board of directors for ammunition manufacturer Ammo Inc. and says the company would be donating 1 million rounds of ammunition to Ukraine to help them defend themselves from the ongoing invasion. How impressive is that?
It is equally impressive, in my opinion, that people are stepping up to do that, as it is when I saw the female MP from one of the elected officials there. She looked like a school marm,
right?
Is what she looked like. And she's describing how she's currently being trained on how to fire an AK-47 so she can go into the streets and defend her homeland.
Oh, my goodness. You know, and it shocked me when I heard that from 18 to 62 men, if you are Ukrainian, you cannot leave the country. We're asking you to pick up arms. I text Jesse from Razorback a picture I saw. The banner on the network that I was watching, I think maybe it was Fox.
Yeah.
But it looked like they were holding cardboard or wooden guns. And I brought this here. It says, we are ready to fight. Look at that. Look at that picture.
Wow. Yes.
Those are wooden.
Wooden?
So I don't think you're quite ready yet.
What are you fighting with? Yeah.
But yeah, the caption says, Ukrainian parliament member ready to fight. But they are doing some training with some wood cutouts of guns. I texted Jesse. I was like, there's no wood guns. What is this? And I guess they're considered a blank or something like that.
I want to read something to you. I have a friend who grew up there Ukraine and immigrated to this country and realized the American dream. He's now retired, pension, all that stuff, happily married. He and his wife both are from the Ukraine. They're emotionally devastated by this.
Oh, yeah.
Bo. I texted him the other day and asked how he was doing. He goes, I don't have enough tears. It's very sad. He said two things. Number one, it's very sad that my new country, which is for freedom and justice for all, doesn't do enough for Ukraine, in his opinion. He's emotional about it. He said they bombed the cemetery where 100,000 Russian and Jewish people were shot by the Nazis and burned.
Oh, my goodness.
He said the memorial that's there is for that. There's a memorial on the grounds. His grandparents are buried there. And a lot of cities are leveled and completely destroyed. I tried to get him to come on the radio with me, and he's overcome with emotion. He can't do it. He said, I can't. I start crying when I start talking about it.
My goodness.
So that's the level of emotion of people who see what's happening to their former country.
So why? Okay. So I've been, you know, I follow the money is one of my main mantras, but I'm wondering why this is supported, even the State of the Union. Both parties are in support of defending Ukraine. And I just wonder, what are we not seeing? Because we're also seeing in the narrative that the civilians are taking up arms. Do they have a chance? I mean, it's certainly, that's what's being pumped out. Why would we believe the mainstream media like we always have on this?
A couple of odd things to me. Any civilian death is a tragedy. Russia should not be in Ukraine. Let me state that up front.
100%.
What I have been surprised is at the low numbers of casualties for a full invasion. Like, there's 44 million people in the Ukraine. At the last count I heard this week, by the end of this week, they estimated there were maybe 1,000 civilian casualties so far. Now, they've been blowing up buildings and stuff. You've seen the video. The count seems low to me. I'm not quite sure that I can put my finger on it.
The Russians don't want to be there.
Well, the Russians don't want to be there, or they're also being very strategic in what they're attacking because they don't want to. They figure if they take over, they're going to need the support of the people. I think that plays a role in it. Do they have a chance? I don't know.
I certainly hope so.
But I tell you one thing, people are excited that they can show up somewhere and be given a gun by their government. So every day you wake up, thank God for your Second Amendment rights, because you don't have to ask the government if you can have a gun. Your Constitution guarantees it.
Amen to that. Yeah, they've been handing out weapons in Ukraine to civilians.
I know.
We need training. You need. They need training. Anyway, okay, we're going to shift gears and talk about fun stuff and honey-do list and boating.
That's right. The home show in town this weekend. The boat show in town this weekend. We got all the details you need coming up on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Peacemaker. I've heard it in that show before, which is one of Carl's favorites.
John Santa's playing the piano, yeah. This part.
Home Sweet Home. Have you heard the country version of that? Justin
yes,
Moore?
I have heard that.
I think he does a pretty good job hanging in there, but...
But John Santa on Peacemaker, he's actually playing the piano.
Oh, he does play the piano.
Yeah.
So he's not just a muscle head.
He's a great guy. I think he's a fantastic actor. I love the Peacemaker.
Okay, you thought it was the Skip Weber music show, but it's not.
Absolutely. Hey, glad you're back with us. Second Amendment Radio, The Great Outdoors. And if you're looking for something to do, because I don't know about you, the beautiful weather this week has absolutely, I mean, I know that it's early and it's a little premature, but it's got me thinking about being outside and doing repairs to my house and what the yard's going to look like this year, although I'm not the biggest yard guy you'll ever meet.
Ugh.
My dad had a garden every year that would just drive the neighbors crazy. He was great at that, and I didn't inherit that gene.
Yeah, I had an uncle like that. But yeah, my to-do list is growing by the second on things yes. that need to be done.
Absolutely.
But we can get some help, though. And, you know, don't go to work yet. Enjoy the weekend and maybe head downtown because the St. Louis Home Builders Association is having the St. Louis Home and Garden Show. And when I first saw that suggestion, I was like, hold on, this is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Oh, gardening is part of outdoors, and that's part of it.
Very outdoors.
And we have a special guest that knows everything there is to know, Mark, about this show going on downtown. We have Ellen Veman from the St. Louis Home Builders Association. How are you, Ellen? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm doing great.
You don't sound stressed. I know setting those things up gets pretty stressful at times, but everything coming together good?
Yeah, everything's coming together great. We've been moving in since last Friday, building gardens and everybody building their booths. So, yeah, we're ready.
And
about
homes.
40 minutes from now.
Do they have a full-fledged home set up in there? A couple of years ago, I was there, and it was a complete home built inside.
We have had those before. We don't this year. We've got a little tiny home in here, though, that people can take a look at. But no homes this year.
Well, no, tiny home counts, I think. And a buddy of mine owns a 2-minute spa dolly, and he's setting up all his hot tubs and swim spas. Who gets that water bill? That's what I'm wondering.
It's a lot. They fill a lot of them, and then they heat them, and I think, I don't know, they may even let people get in them. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
You know, I know the pandemic set everybody back on their heels. Are you back at full strength this year?
You know, I'd say we're probably about 70% of what we have been before. You know, a lot of people are still having, you know, kind of some supply chain issues and things, being able to get their products in, but the show looks great, and we're just happy to be back.
It's a great way to get your steps in, for sure. I've been down there so many times over the years, and it's always an idea starter, and it always adds to the list of to-do things that you want to do or dream about for your own home. Who are some of your featured setups or booths this year?
You know, we've got three feature landscapes that are really pretty. A lot of Belgard products, a lot of different hardscapes. You know, outdoor living is such a big thing now that, people want to extend their living space. And, you know, in St. Louis, we don't get to do it year-round, but you can still have a super outdoor space. And these guys are ready to do something big for you, or they can do something really small if that's what you're looking for as well.
Yeah, you know, I was at a friend's house recently, obviously in the back around Christmas, and they had a company come in that did extend their outdoor space. They actually basically put removable walls under their deck. And with a fire pit out there, a gas fire pit, it's completely comfortable in the winter months. So the talk about extending your living space. I mean, I think those are great ideas. Kind of gets people motivated to design that so you can have a year-round space even in St. Louis.
Absolutely, and those removable walls of windows, those are awesome. And then, you know, you've got your sunrooms and things that you can do. But, yeah, we've got everybody out here for, you know, kitchens and baths, big, big rooms for people to want to reno, and just a lot of experts here for people to talk to. Because I know people, you know, you might think you can do it yourself, and a lot of things maybe you can, but, you know, a lot of things I can't. So that's why I love it, and talking to all the people here with the new products and all the great ideas that they have.
You got to know your limitations, for sure.
You've got it. You really do. And I'm one of those people. There are some things I'm willing to try. YouTube is an amazing thing. Like, I can get it. I learned how to do some things mechanical on my car to a limit, right? Yeah. But I am still afraid when I get a saw out and start cutting wood that I'm going to cut it too short or not the right angle. I don't try the carpentry stuff at all.
Yeah.
You got to leave that to the experts.
It is great. You were talking, though, about the outdoor space in the wintertime. That is so true. And in the pandemic, I think I was in one conversation and a buddy of mine said, yeah, since we're not spending this money on traveling, and this was probably 2 years ago, they were like, we're going to, you know, Mac Daddy our backyard. And they do have those outdoor heaters. They have fireplaces you can put outside. It really has been an oasis in a crazy pandemic time. And now, even though you may be traveling, you can get out there and enjoy it even more so.
Well, and we have got a super product now that you mentioned the heaters. There is a new product here at the show. It's actually a heated table that you can set outside on your patio.
Oh, that's perfect.
Very cool.
Wow.
It's very cool.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, last year we did a poly overhang on our patio, and we went to some friends on the hill, and they had a beautiful outdoor setup, and we sat down in like this outdoor sectional. I went home that night and ordered one. I was like, we got to do this. The whole, you know, sitting around the coffee or the patio table is boring. Now we're out there all the time. It's always good ideas.
Yeah. Ellen Veman, our guest from the St. Louis Home Builders Association, talking about the Home and Garden Show, the 44th annual, and it's back. And, you know, Ellen, I need inspiration. I'm not one of those people that can look at a room or a space and envision what it might turn into. And my guess is for a lot of the people that will show up this weekend, maybe they're like me. They need to come in and visualize it. And you have people there that'll help them with that.
Absolutely. You know, and that's me too. I mean, you can order a certain amount of stuff over the internet or wherever, but to see it and touch it and know, you know, the type of material it's made of. I mean, there's just certain things that you really just want to buy after having seen them in person. And yeah, with the visualization, I know some of our landscapers, they not only can show you what they've got here at the show, but they've got the TV with which will show you how they'll do like a 3D rendering for your space specifically. So yeah, these guys, they'll be able to get you picturing what your space could look like.
Yeah. It's fun. So one of the other things that I love about going down to shows down at America Center at the Dome is the food offerings. Is there any unique food that is offered for the concessions or anything like that? Because, you know, can you get a funnel cake down at the Home and Garden Show? I don't know. You have been in the past. Ice cream of the future. How about that?
You know, I have not walked the show to find the unique food so far, but I know Sugar Fire's here, so they're my go-to.
Okay, game over.
Game over. That ends it right there. We got to come now just to get the great barbecue. That's absolutely it. So Ellen, but people listening to this show might either be listening on Saturday or Sunday. It airs on 97.1 and also on KMOX. So give us the Saturday and Sunday hours and what people need to know maybe about. I know there's a continued mask mandate in the city, I think, through this weekend, correct?
Yes, they are still requiring masks to enter the building in the city.
Yeah. To enter the building, but to walk around the building?
To enter the building. Yeah,
okay.
The show is not the mask police, so,
yeah.
Well, no, I'm just saying because, you know, we've all had that conversation about why do you have to wear a mask going into a restaurant when you're about to take it off?
Thank you.
Okay, right. So you do you is
without
what we're saying.
Putting Ellen on the spot.
Yeah,
well, yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
So people can, you're there 10 to 8 on Saturday and, again, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Adults, $10 to get in. I got that covered? I do it right?
Yes, and the thing that people can do, you know, for the potential long waits on Saturday. You can pre-purchase tickets online and get $2 off an adult ticket at stlhomeshow.com.
That's a good plan. That's a good plan. Any brand new people that are showing this year that you've never had that maybe people can look for? I know Reinhold Electric is there every year, and I know they've got two booths because they're such a huge company. But anybody brand new this year?
You know, we always have probably about 10% of our people who are brand new. I'm sure there's new exhibitors here. None are coming to my mind right now because I'm so excited about the brand new thing we've never, ever had before, which is Twiggy the water skiing squirrel.
What?
Which squirrel, which version of this is Twiggy? Because my wife was in PR about 15 years ago, and she promoted Twiggy, and I don't think squirrels live that long.
Oh.
You know, I don't know the lifespan of a squirrel, but I know Twiggy, in one form or another, has been around for 40 years. So I'm sure this is not the original Twiggy. It's a descendant of Twiggy, carrying on the tradition.
That's hilarious. Oh, my gosh. Okay, yes. Something for the kids is basically what we're saying.
Yes. We like to keep it fun for the family.
Yeah, great way to get your steps in and go check out and create the honey-do list. I will tell you that I went to go to the home show a few years ago to look for a hot tub. I have one, and I love it, but I was then seeing these swim spas, these gigantic, really long hot tubs on one end. You can swim. It's got a propeller that moves the water.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm standing there, and the guy looks at me, and he goes, "So do you know how to swim like a salmon?" Like a salmon? What do you mean? He goes, "Well, you are, you know, swimming
in place,
into a current."
Yeah.
So that's why I just got the hot tub. He sold me on not getting the salmon swimming tool.
You got to appreciate the honesty. Ellen Veman, listen, thank you. We'll direct people to stlhomeshow.com to find out more details. We appreciate you.
That sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself and give. Now you got a good idea and something to do this weekend if you're still looking.
Heck yeah. With the weather breaking, loving that.
Oh, but absolutely. There's more to do this weekend, Mark.
There is.
If you go out to St. Charles.
Which is one of my favorite things to do is just to go window shop boats. I used to have a boat. I don't have a boat anymore.
Do you know people with
boats? I want to have a boat again. I do know some people with boats.
You're good. In the words of your wife, you're good.
You're good. We'll be back in a minute. We'll tell you more about the big St. Charles boat show that's also going on this weekend right here. Well, Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
That time. The temperatures certainly feel like summertime. Little Jimmy Buffett there. Parrot heads out there, unite. This is Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors with Mark Cox, Bo Matthews, and we have Carl Middleman, our executive producer. This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory, and even boat owners probably need to own a firearm for safety. You never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
Pirates.
Pirates, yes, good defensive pirates. If you're looking for something specific, customizing, you want to get a silencer for your weapon, RazorbackArmory.com is where you can get a great start, make an appointment with them, and go on in and see Jesse and Brad, great crew that are sponsoring my Big Dogs Poker Bash March 27th. You can go to Bo Matthews on Facebook and find out more and get signed up. We'd love to see you, but it's brought to you by Razorback Armory.
Absolutely, and there's just about nothing in the world I like better than boating. Can I just tell you that? I was a proud boat owner. I'm currently not, which means I should probably get my butt to the St. Charles Convention Center.
Yeah, right.
That's right. The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association is sponsoring the big boat show, the only one in the St. Louis market this year. And we got Mark Mawson is joining us right now from the St. Charles Boat Show. Mark, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing fine, man. You're going to be surrounded by lots of beauty this weekend, I imagine.
Oh, my goodness. You're telling me. Everything is here. They're spit-shined and polished and ready for you guys to come and see.
And is it indoor and outdoor this year at the Convention Center in St. Charles?
There's a few boats outdoors, but basically everything is inside.
Ah, okay, okay.
Very nice.
You know, one thing you don't hear about from, well, you don't hear about from boat owners very often is how much it costs to run these things. as our family did when I was a kid, everybody would pool their money together, give it to my uncle, Dwayne, and he would, you know, go fill up and come back, or my uncle Hanna, they both had boats. But do people ask that question when they're searching to buy a boat? What kind of gas mileage does this thing get?
Very few. There's a few, but not very many. It's all about, you just can't put a price on that freedom and that ability to get away from the world and that little bit of peace of mind you get while you're cruising down the lake or anchored with your family. You just can't put a number on that.
I couldn't agree more.
We don't care.
Absolutely. If you got to ask, you can't afford it. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding.
You can pull your money.
Yeah, you could pull your money. I mean, honestly, yeah. For a long time, I had a Sea Ray, loved it. It was trailerable. I was able to take it to Mark Twain and Lake of the Ozarks and all that good stuff. And I want to have another one. I plan to have another one at some point. I love to go look. So give us an idea of who all, like, what kind of brands and stuff you'll have out there this weekend, Mark.
Mitch, about everything the Lake of the Ozarks has to offer will be in this room, these three rooms this weekend. Everything from personal watercraft to runabouts to kind of sport cruisers, whether the big open bows and whatnot, the large center consoles, you name it, it's pretty much here. Pontoons galore. If there's a pontoon in your life, you got all kinds of places here to search and look and make the decision that's right for you and your family.
I've got to believe that the technology on all versions of boats that you just spoke of, Mark, the technology of like having USB ports so people can charge their phones and stuff.
Of course.
Like the RVs.
Yes, absolutely. All that stuff's there. A lot of them have gone to a lot of rear lounge seats that you're not necessarily, you don't sit on while you're underway, but when you park and you're coved out someplace, they've got rear lounge seats with speakers and all kinds of things so you can sit there and enjoy your kids floating in the water. The kids can watch you floating in the water, whatever it may be, and just enjoy the good family time that boating is.
Man, Mark Mawson, our guest right now from the Marine Dealers Association down at the Lake of the Ozarks. Some of my favorite, honestly, he just mentioned it, some of my favorite memories. Coving out Lake of the Ozarks, right? Used to, I'd keep my boat down there sometimes. We'd go in the back of a cove. My kids were, I'm guessing, 6 and 8 or 9, and they're jumping off the front of the boat, and I'm trying to fish off the back of the boat. And it didn't matter to me that I was not going to catch a fish. All that mattered to me is that I had a line in the water, and they were having a good time off the front of the boat. And that it's really about creating memories like that.
It really is.
Yes, sir, without a doubt.
Okay, so I know the guy that's the head of the RV Association here in St. Louis. He never gets a chance to go RVing. I want to ask you, Mark, do you ever get your chance to get out on the water on one of these boats or one that you own?
Absolutely, all the time.
Oh, okay. Well, you're better than the RV guy.
Yeah, you got to practice what you preach. If you're gonna preach the boating lifestyle and the freedom and the ability to get out and just kind of get away from the world, then you got to do it yourself. And there's nothing better for the soul or the mind as to get out and do just that.
Well, so other than the boats that are on display, which are fantastic, do you also have like resorts up there advertising and giving out information about what they have to offer down the lake?
There's a few of that here. There's everything to do with boating accessories, whether it be wet step ladders or different type of decking you want to put down in your flooring, you want to put in your boat. There's dock accessories, there's docks, there's boat lifts. Bug spray, just about anything that we do at the Lake of the Ozarks, we bring up here. So it's basically the Lake of the Ozarks comes to St. Charles.
That's awesome. Let's give the website, stcharlesboatshow.com, stcharlesboatshow.com, for people driving around looking for something to do that need more information. It's going to be out at the St. Charles Convention Center all weekend. And Mark, let me ask this. I know that in the RV industry, which Bo brought up a minute ago, and in the automobile industry and a lot of industries, they had problems getting the equipment this past year. How has that been for the boating industry?
The marine industry has faced a little of that as well, but they've been very resilient. There's a lot of boats here that are for sale and ready to go. And that's one thing we're going to really, you know, kind of tout here is St. Charles is also, you know, does not have a mask mandate. So you can come here and breathe free without having to deal with the mask. So,
yeah, it's like being home. So there are people who can come there this weekend and buy the boats that are on the floor. It's not a matter necessarily. I mean, I guess you could order one if you wanted to, but they'll be selling the models that are there with financing and all that ready to go.
Absolutely. Everything is here. You can run through here, choose your boat, pick it, decide it, pay for it, and you are ready to go for spring. Yeah. And if there's something it didn't want, you wanted a different color or different scenario, then you simply just order what you want and get in line with them. So
yeah, the great outdoors is awesome to experience, and we've seen an insurgence of people getting into it, whether it's fishing or boating or whatever. It's kind of like we talked about in our previous segment. People are taking their what used to be their vacation money to go to Disney or wherever and putting it in what they want to do, their backyard in the previous segment. And in this case, people are getting into boating. You know, if you don't grow up in boating, though, there's a difficulty level of, you know, pulling into a dock or stuff like that. Where does somebody that's a beginner that's got, you know, this money sitting in the bank, Mark, I want to buy a boat. I don't know what size. What do you tell somebody that's a brand newbie that has never piloted a boat themselves?
First off, most of these dealers, not most of them, all of them will train you and give you, you know, they need to spend a couple hours or if it's all day or whatever it may be, they'll take the time to help you learn the boat, learn how to operate it, and learn what's going on. And then they'll give you some tips on what to do as far as when you get home and how to do it and how to practice. There's also boating classes. There's just all kinds of things and resources out there for people to help. And because it is a recreational thing, much like car shows and bike shows and RVs and all those kinds of things, your neighbors and all those things will, if you open up, hey, I got the boat, but man, I'm just not sure about it.
Yeah.
They will all jump in and help you make sure you know what it is.
I talked to my neighbor about his RV because he's got three RVs, and I'm like, I don't get one because I don't know how to clean out the crapper. He goes, dude, yeah, it's so easy, but like driving on Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah.
Do you stay to the right? Do you stay to the left? What is that floating thing over there?
What is that thing? Yeah.
Well, no, if you didn't grow up driving
Bo,
it like you did.
Bo, that's why your neighbors will help you, like Mark said, because they don't want to deal with you on the water if you don't know this thing.
Ain't that the
You're
truth.
Driving down the lake saying, oh, look at that idiot over there. He didn't know what he's doing. He should have taken a boating class.
Right.
And we've had a huge influx of new boaters, which has been amazing. And so there's been some of that, and we all try to help them. And as you know, they get someplace, hey, no, next time try to do this or whatnot. We're all trying to help each other out, because if they're having a good time and everybody else is having a good time, if they're having a bad day, then we're either A, stopping to try to help them, or B, you know, worried about what's going on, or they hit something or do something, and it just ruins everybody's weekend. So it's a great thing to help each other.
And don't be afraid to ask for help. I've been on a boat ramp before. I was happened to be there with some other people, and there was somebody who was clearly new at it, and every time they'd start back down the boat ramp, the trailer would go sideways, and they'd pull up, and it'd go sideways the other way. And I finally went up to the guy, and I'm like, would you like me to do this for you? And he's like, please. He got out of his truck, and I backed his boat in for him because, you know, you feel bad. It's a skill. It really takes training.
Take for granted what happens.
I know. It's not a natural thing that you just know how to back a trailer. So you can
that
learn it, though.
Fact.
Yeah, and people are glad to help you. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, I think my favorite video I found online on Instagram was a guy, brand new boat, first day going to the water. He drove his truck and trailer straight into the water. To offload it. Drove the truck in first.
It is possible to be too stupid to own a boat. I think this is a true fact.
And again, don't worry about the gas. Don't worry about the gas prices when it comes to boating, because it's worth every nickel. But you guys do have a big giveaway.
Yeah, we do. We got a $1,000 giveaway that we do every year. And sign up, put your phone address and email address on the little card, and we draw it out, and we give $1,000 for the gas to one of the Marine Dealer Association members around the lake, and free gas for $1,000.
Yeah. So anything you're looking for, they got it at the boat show this weekend. Probably some remaining 2021 models there. People might be able to get some deals on.
There are probably a few. There's not many.
Yeah.
And there's some 22s here as well. Actually, lots of 22s. And there are some boats that are actually, like I said, are available to take and put your deposits on, get your financing or pay for whatever it may be, and be ready to go boating here very shortly.
Well, if you've never been out there to the St. Charles Convention Center, and I can't imagine there are a lot of people that haven't, but because I've been out there for gun shows and boat shows and everything. Lots of free parking. It's easy to get to, easy access off the interstate, and I hope people will show up. Now, again, I'll mention, Mark, people that are listening to us right now, the show airs Saturday and Sunday. Give us the weekend hours and what it's going to cost them to get in and all that good stuff.
Saturday is 10 to 9, and Sunday is 10 to 5.
Excellent. And what's the price of admission this year?
Price of admission this year is 14 for adults, 8 for children 6 to 12, and 5 and under are free. So it's a pretty inexpensive day out with a family when you consider you don't have to pay for parking, you don't have to deal with being all the craziness downtown, and you're here.
There you go. All right. Mark, thank you so much for joining us. More information at stcharlesboatshow.com.
All right. Mark Mawson, hey, great talking to you. Thank you.
Likewise. Thanks, guys.
All
appreciate
right.
your time.
Absolutely. Hope to see you on the lake at
all
some
right.
point.
Well, that's a show.
Man live.
And you know what? Your trip to Florida, you weren't here last weekend, so thanks for sharing that story.
Yeah, you bet.
But thanks for listening to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors.
We'll see you next weekend.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, it's almost that time. The temperatures certainly feel like summertime. Little Jimmy Buffett there. Parrot heads out there, unite. This is Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors with Mark Cox, Bo Matthews, and we have Carl Middleman, our executive producer. This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory, and even boat owners probably need to own a firearm for safety. You never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
Pirates.
Pirates, yes, good defensive pirates. If you're looking for something specific, customizing, you want to get a silencer for your weapon, RazorbackArmory.com is where you can get a great start, make an appointment with them, and go on in and see Jesse and Brad, great crew that are sponsoring my Big Dogs Poker Bash March 27th. You can go to Bo Matthews on Facebook and find out more and get signed up. We'd love to see you, but it's brought to you by Razorback Armory.
Absolutely, and there's just about nothing in the world I like better than boating. Can I just say that? I was a proud boat owner. I'm currently not, which means I should probably get my butt to the St. Charles Convention Center.
Yeah, right.
That's right. The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association is sponsoring the big boat show, the only one in the St. Louis market this year. And we got Mark Mawson is joining us right now from the St. Charles Boat Show. Mark, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing fine, man. You're going to be surrounded by lots of beauty this weekend, I imagine.
Oh, my goodness. You're telling me. Everything is here. They're spit-shined and polished and ready for you guys to come and see.
And is it indoor and outdoor this year at the Convention Center in St. Charles?
There's a few boats outdoors, but basically everything is inside.
Ah, okay.
Very nice.
You know, one thing you don't hear about from, you don't hear about from boat owners very often is how much it costs to run these things. as our family did when I was a kid, everybody would pool their money together, give it to my uncle, Dwayne, and he would, you know, go fill up and come back, or my uncle, Hannah, they both had boats. But do people ask that question when they're searching to buy a boat? What kind of gas mileage does this thing get?
Very few. There's a few, but not very many. It's all about you just can't put a price on that freedom and that ability to get away from the world and that little bit of peace of mind you get while you're cruising down the lake or anchored with your family. You just can't put a number on that.
I couldn't agree more.
We don't care.
Absolutely. If you got to ask, you can't afford it. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding.
You can pool your money.
Yeah, you could pull your money. I mean, honestly, yeah. I for a long time I had a Sea Ray, loved it. It was trailerable. I was able to take it to Mark Twain and Lake of the Ozarks and all that good stuff. And I want to have another one. I plan to have another one at some point. I love to go look. So give us an idea of who all, like, what kind of brands and stuff you'll have out there this weekend, Mark.
Mitch, about everything the Lake of the Ozarks has to offer will be in this room, these three rooms this weekend. Everything from personal watercraft to runabouts to kind of sport cruisers, whether the big open bows and whatnot, the large center consoles, you name it, it's pretty much here. Pontoons galore. If there's a pontoon in your life, you've got all kinds of places here to search and look and make the decision that's right for you and your family.
I've got to believe that the technology on all versions of boats that you just spoke of, Mark, the technology of, like, having USB ports so people can charge their phones and stuff.
Of course.
Like the RVs.
Yes, absolutely. All that stuff's there. A lot of them have gone to a lot of rear lounge seats that you're not necessarily, you don't sit on while you're underway, but when you park and you're coved out someplace, they've got rear lounge seats with speakers and all kinds of things so you can sit there and enjoy your kids floating in the water. The kids can watch you floating in the water, whatever it may be, and just enjoy the good family time that boating is.
Man, Mark Mawson, our guest right now from the Marine Dealers Association down at the Lake of the Ozarks. Some of my favorite, honestly, he just mentioned it, some of my favorite memories. Coving out Lake of the Ozarks, right? I'd keep my boat down there sometimes. We'd go in the back of a cove. My kids were, I'm guessing, 6 and 8 or 9, and they're jumping off the front of the boat, and I'm trying to fish off the back of the boat. And it didn't matter to me that I was not going to catch a fish. All that mattered to me is that I had a line in the water, and they were having a good time off the front of the boat. And that it's really about creating memories like that.
It really is.
Yes, sir, without a doubt.
Okay, so I know the guy that's the head of the RV Association here in St. Louis. He never gets a chance to go RVing. I want to ask you, Mark, do you ever get your chance to get out on the water on one of these boats or one that you own?
Absolutely, all the time.
Oh, okay. Well, you're better than the RV guy.
Yeah, you got to practice what you preach. If you're gonna preach the boating lifestyle and the freedom and the ability to get out and just kind of get away from the world, then you got to do it yourself. And there's nothing better for the soul or the mind as to get out and do just that.
Well, so other than the boats that are on display, which are fantastic, do you also have, like, resorts up there advertising and giving out information about what they have to offer down the lake?
There's a few of that here. There's everything to do with boating accessories, whether it be wet step ladders or different type of decking you want to put down in your flooring you want to put in your boat. There's dock accessories. There's docks. There's boat lifts. Bug spray, just about anything that we do at the Lake of the Ozarks, we bring up here. So it's basically the Lake of the Ozarks comes to St. Charles.
That's awesome. Let's give the website stcharlesboatshow.com, stcharlesboatshow.com, for people driving around looking for something to do. They need more information. It's going to be out at the St. Charles Convention Center all weekend. And Mark, let me ask this. I know that in the RV industry, which Bo brought up a minute ago, and in the automobile industry and a lot of industries, they had problems getting the equipment this past year. How has that been for the boating industry?
The marine industry has faced a little of that as well, but they've been very resilient. There's a lot of boats here that are for sale and ready to go. And that's one thing we're going to really, kind of tout here is St. Charles is also, does not have a mask mandate. So you can come here and breathe free without having to deal with the mask. So,
yeah, it's like being home. So there are people who can come there this weekend and buy the boats that are on the floor. It's not a matter necessarily. I mean, I guess you could order one if you wanted to, but they'll be selling the models that are there with financing and all that ready to go.
Absolutely, everything is here. You can run through here, choose your boat, pick it, decide it, pay for it, and you are ready to go for spring. Yeah. And if there's something it didn't want, you wanted a different color or different scenario, then you simply just order what you want, and and get in line with them. So
yeah, the great outdoors is awesome to experience, and we've seen an insurgence of people getting into it, whether it's fishing or boating or whatever. It's kind of like we talked about in our previous segment. People are taking their what used to be their vacation money to go to Disney or wherever and putting it in what they want to do, their backyard in the previous segment. And in this case, people are getting into boating. You know, if you don't grow up in boating, though, there's a difficulty level of, you know, pulling into a dock or stuff like that. Where does somebody that's a beginner that's got, you know, this money sitting in the bank, Mark, I want to buy a boat. I don't know what size. What do you tell somebody that's a brand newbie that has never piloted a boat themselves?
First off, most of these dealers, not most of them, all of them will train you and give you, you know, they need to spend a couple hours or if it's all day or whatever it may be, they'll take the time to help you learn the boat, learn how to operate it, and learn what's going on. And then they'll give you some tips on what to do as far as when you get home and how to do it and how to practice. There's also boating classes. There's just all kinds of things and resources out there for people to help. And because it is a recreational thing, much like car shows and bike shows and RVs and all those kinds of things, your neighbors and all those things will, if you open up and say, hey, I got the boat, but man, I'm just not sure about it.
Yeah.
They will all jump in and help you make sure you know what it is.
I talked to my neighbor about his RV because he's got three RVs, and I'm like, I don't get one because I don't know how to clean out the crapper. He goes, dude, yeah. It's so easy, but like driving on Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah.
Do you stay to the right? Do you stay to the left? What is that floating thing over there?
Yeah, what is that thing? Yeah.
Well, no, if you didn't grow up
but
driving
Bo,
it like you did.
Bo, that's why your neighbors will help you, like Mark said, because they don't want to deal with you on the water if you don't know this.
Ain't that the
you're
truth.
Driving down the lake saying, oh, look at that idiot over there. He didn't know what he's doing. He should have taken a boating class.
Right.
And we've had a huge influx of new boaters, sure. Which has been amazing. And so there's been some of that, and we all try to help them. And as you know, they get someplace, hey, no, next time try to do this or whatnot. We're all trying to help each other out, because if they're having a good time and everybody else is having a good time, if they're having a bad day, then we're either A, stopping to try to help them, or B, you know, worried about what's going on, or they hit something, yeah. Or do something, yeah. And it just ruins everybody's weekend. So it's just a great thing just to help each other.
And don't be afraid to ask for help. I've been on a boat ramp before. I was happened to be there with some other people, and there was somebody who was clearly new at it, and every time they'd start back down the boat ramp, the trailer would go sideways, and they'd pull up, and it'd go sideways the other way. And I finally went up to the guy, and I'm like, would you like me to do this for you? And he's like, please. He got out of his truck, and I backed his boat in for him because, you know, you feel bad. It's a skill. It really takes training.
Take for granted what happens.
I know. It's not a natural thing that you just know how to back a trailer. So you can learn it, though.
Fact.
Yeah, and people are glad to help you. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, I think my favorite video I found online on Instagram was a guy, brand new boat, first day going to the water. He drove his truck and trailer straight into the water. To offload it. Drove the truck in first.
It is possible to be too stupid to own a boat. I think that this is a true fact.
And again, don't worry about the gas. Don't worry about the gas prices when it comes to boating, because it's worth every nickel. But you guys do have a big giveaway.
Yeah, we do. We got a $1,000 giveaway that we do every year. And sign up, put your phone address and email address on the little card, and we draw it out, and we give $1,000 for the gas to one of the Marine Dealer Association members around the lake, and free gas for $1,000.
Yeah. So anything you're looking for, they got it at the boat show this weekend. Probably some remaining 2021 models there. People might be able to get some deals on.
There are probably a few. There's not many. And there's some 22s here as well. Actually, lots of 22s. And there are some boats that are actually, like I said, are available to take and put your deposits on, get your financing or pay for whatever it may be, and be ready to go boating here very shortly.
Well, if you've never been out there to the St. Charles Convention Center, and I can't imagine there are a lot of people that haven't, but because I've been out there for gun shows and boat shows and everything. Lots of free parking. It's easy to get to, easy access off the interstate, and I hope people will show up. Now, again, I'll mention, Mark, people that are listening to us right now, the show airs Saturday and Sunday. Give us the weekend hours and what it's going to cost them to get in and all that good stuff.
Saturday is 10 to 9, and Sunday is 10 to 5.
Excellent. And what's the price of admission this year?
Price of admission this year is $14 for adults, $8 for children 6 to 12, and 5 and under are free. So it's a pretty inexpensive day out with a family when you consider you don't have to pay for parking, you don't have to deal with being all the craziness downtown, and you're here.
There you go. All right, Mark, thank you so much for joining us. More information at stcharlesboatshow.com.
All right, Mark Mawson, hey, great talking to you. Thank you.
Likewise. Thanks, guys.
All
appreciate
right.
your time.
Absolutely. Hope to see you on the lake at all some right. point.
Well, that's a show.
Man live.
And you know what? Your trip to Florida, you weren't here last weekend, so thanks for sharing that story.
Yeah, you bet.
But thanks for listening to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors.
We'll see you next weekend.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.